The City of Lapine Regular Council Meeting for Wednesday, October 13th, 2010, is called to order at 6:02 p.m. We will have, start with roll call for attendance and to establish the quorum.
Rick Allen here.
I'm Greiner.
Mayor Shields.
Councilor Hedges.
Councilor McAfee.
Councilor Douglas Ward.
City Recorder Luana Demerthal.
Administrative Assistant Patty Morgan.
Thank you. All staff and council are present. You do have a quorum. So, Donna.
Yes.
Donna, I said.
Oh.
Would you like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, next item is added agenda items. I have none. Rick?
I have two or three. The liquor license that just came in, we signed it yesterday, but just so we get it approved through us. And our vote and on our layoff that we're going to have, and then also the appointment of me as the city recorder. Those two items.
Okay, so the layoff and the appointment are one motion?
No, two motions.
Oh, okay. So we have A, liquor license, B, vote on layoff, and C, appoint Rick as city recorder. Okay, we will move on to the consent agenda. Anyone have any questions, concerns, comments, or are we good to go on that?
No questions from me.
Wow. That is great. If no one has any question or discussion on the consent agenda, then I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I so move.
A second.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Ronda, yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. All right. We'll move on now to public comments. Anyone, do I have a sign up?
No, I thought we weren't using it anymore. We're just going to let people talk.
Oh, okay.
And they wanted to on subjects, but...
Anyone? Vicki.
Vicki Jackson. We allow comments as you get into the agenda because I guess you added a couple things just now, so I'd like to hear more about it. Thank you.
Okay,
she wants to be able to comment when you come to a topic.
As each topic comes up?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we've done that in the past. We can try it again. It does sometimes tend to make the meetings last a lot longer. I'm always willing to try those things with the council consensus. We can go along in that manner if you would like. All right. Item number 7, approval for the water and sewer districts to annex cable subdivision. For them, it's going to be Donna, I suppose.
Yeah, we just wanted two ways. I can get if I can read you the letter that you guys all have, or you can take a moment and read it.
Let's all read.
Okay.
Well, I suppose for the benefit of the public, I could read out loud. It's a fairly short letter. This is October 1st from the Lapine Special Sewer and Water District to the City of Lapine regarding annexation of cable subdivision by water and sewer districts. Dear councilors, At the district meetings held September 21st, 2010, attended by Pam Squires, USDA Art Rural Development, Kitty Shields, City of Lapine Mayor, and Rick Allen, City of Lapine City Manager, Ms. Squires stated that the district's applications for funding on the above-mentioned annexation have been tabled awaiting approval of the annexation by the City of Lapine. We would like to take this opportunity to ask your permission, allowing the districts to continue with the annexation and funding process. This request is based on facts such as low interest rates through USDA Rural Development and low construction costs. We feel it would be beneficial to our customers to provide them water and sewer services at a low cost, enabling both districts to do so without raising rates to pay back the loans. This would also make the district's boundaries the same as the city's, as well as providing all utilities to the citizens of the city. We understand this may slow the withdrawal process of the districts by the city, but feel time is of the essence on this project, as the current interest rates offered by USDA Rural Development will change quarterly. Thank you for your consideration in this matter. Rick, did you have anything to add to that, or any recommendation?
This was not a surprise to us at all. It's a great concept, and it's something good to do. I would say that if there's a way for it to be done, for the districts to accomplish that and get their funding from USDA and not prohibit, slow, or delay us, then it's fine. In other words, I think it's almost something the district needs to go do, because USDA is going to fund them. We have no, at this point, official relationship with the USDA anyway. It's kind of like we're moving forward on withdrawing and merging the districts into the city. They have a project that they want to get going. I have had projects before that have been bought and sold in the middle of them. And banks just have to agree. Well, the USDA is basically the bank in this. So if they can get the USDA to let them start, and at some point it switches, I mean, that's really... And she said they couldn't do that, but I don't know.
Yeah, she said that the condition was we had to be there at the finality of the process. The districts had to be in existence.
And the problem is that you have a preliminary application in right.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a preliminary application in right now. Then you do a real app. They got to do the annexation and things. But then, you know, there's probably some design work, ultimately bidding work, and then construction. This is a couple year project before it's closed out. So which means, if taking what USDA said is, you couldn't do the withdrawal or the mergers for 2 years, it's an undefined date. And when I talked to the engineer, he said it could be two and a half years. So it's out there. And that just throws all of what, you know, your goals and your plans are into the tank for that amount of time. Now, I think the other thing is, interest rates will stay low for probably another 2 or 3 quarters. I mean, that's the reality. Or all of 11. You know, you don't know. They may go up a quarter, down a quarter. Who knows? But I think that is incentive to let's get this moving and get it merged, and then we can apply as the city with all the expertise that they have, their engineers and everything. And I think there's two ways: is A, get us merged quick. You know, there's no reason that has to take beyond July. It could be done in 7 or 8 months. Get people move forward on it. And the engineer could be doing his work. Or get the USDA to agree through some process that you guys are building, and at some point halfway through the construction, it just transfers to the city. The debt transfers, and we get to finish the project.
Right.
That's doable.
If you and Dick, our engineer, were talking about possibly the city and the districts applying together.
And Jeremy said there's some ways that maybe some of that could work. It's getting USDA to kind of agree.
Right.
But we can maybe do some joint deal. But as far as I think the council agreeing to let them move forward on their own, and that we are just going to kind of go in advance for 2 or 3 years, I'm assuming that's not where the council is. But you let me know, and I'll do what you want.
I have a comment on that.
Yes.
I'd like to see let them move forward. However, I think that we ought to put in a restriction in there that if the city cannot move forward, then that kills the deal. But the main thing, I think, is the city is trying to set a date where we want to have this completed by the 1st of July, and in order to do that, if it kills this project till the 1st of July and we can start in, or if the city can work with them and start, like you said, make it a joint deal, I think it'd be a good thing.
We need to stay with our July timeline. Whatever we have to do, we've already agreed to move forward with a July as a target completion date. We need to stick with that. So however it can be worked out is probably the best thing to do.
I agree that I would say that they would not be able to give the districts permission for the annexation or do that process until our legal counsel comes to us with some sort of vehicle that will enable that project to go through.
We want them to use their legal counsel and their money to come to us, that then we review something, not us produce it.
Well, yeah, and then our legal counsel will come in and whatever he advises, whatever vehicle to use to get that project done. But anyway, no.
Now, is there a technical, the annexation is one thing, and I don't know if there's two, quite one is you have to have the annexation.
Right. And that can be done.
That's something that was annexing into their district. That is something they could do. I don't believe that has any impact on us. Because that's not constructing anything. That's not getting a loan to anything. It's just simply saying Cato Subdivision is going to go into their district.
Right.
Now, when we withdraw it, it's all coming to us anyway. It may only be 6 months, 8 months, or a year that Cato is actually in the district. But it could allow them, if that's a step that keeps it moving, it could be that there's two issues. One is letting them annex, which doesn't spend a dime. Is that right? Second, then, is getting the loans and doing the project.
But do we know for a absolute fact that the annexation will not hold up the extinguishing of the districts?
Well, it can't, because the rest of the city's already annexed. I mean, the rest of the community is
annexed. Yeah, annexation uses your boundary.
Right.
Now, if they were trying to go out of the city limits boundary, that might cause a little more confusion. But this is, they're just following the city boundaries. I mean, we have to make sure that's
right.
All checked out. But I think that, but I don't know if you want to move forward on the annexation.
We have it on our agenda to adopt the resolutions for annexation.
How long does the annexation take?
60 days, mm-hmm. Maybe.
Okay. And you have to have that anyway before you apply for your funding,
mm-hmm.
Don't you? Yeah. So we're that far out it anyway.
Yeah.
And then it's what, another...
And we could have an answer probably from Jeremy on that question, because we meet next Tuesday with the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So that's only...
That sounds good.
We want to make sure you write down, check with Jeremy. We'll check with Jeremy on that question of if we were supported with the annexation, does that cause us any other trouble?
Mm-hmm.
And I will ask Pam if there's any way we can do a joint application.
Yes, and and she may give a no, but that doesn't mean it's a no. I mean, I think you got to kind of...
Okay, I have a question for you. Is this annexation covering all of the everything within the city limits that you don't have now?
It's
or are you just covering cable?
Right.
You're not covering anything else?
Yeah.
Just cable.
Okay.
Councilor Hedges, did you have any input?
I would like to have the information from the attorneys first before going through with it.
Councilor Greiner, anything additional?
No.
All right. Any further questions?
Well,
comments?
Would it be possible? I've had a couple of my neighbors ask me a couple of questions.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll ask you, and if you're unable to answer them, that's okay. If the Cato subdivision is annexed, mm-hmm. and you plan on putting in sewer and water, what's the time frame from the very beginning to when you hook up to somebody's house? just rough and dirty.
Oh boy, that's a tough one, because they do it in sections. And as the section is done and approved, those people in that section.
Okay, let's say the first section right next to Highway 97 and going east. Couple of years?
Oh no.
Not that long,
no.
A year?
No, I would say the whole project could probably be done in 6 to 8 months.
6 to 8 months, okay. Yeah. My neighbor asked me if he gets hooked up to sewer water, how much is it going to cost him to hook up to it?
We don't charge hookup fees for this kind of a thing. We don't charge SDCs, no hookup fees. It's just the cost of the customer to get it from the meter to their house.
Well, what about the people that have their tank, their septic tank now, behind their house? Can the line go around, or does it have to go in a straight line, or
we
what?
We prefer a straight line.
But if you can't?
But we can work around that.
You can do a 90-degree elbow?
Yeah, well, we would do 22s,
yeah,
so
yeah,
it's more of a circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and as long as the tank meets our standards, as long as it's a cement tank.
Yeah. What happens if somebody has an unacceptable tank? They got to put in a new one, or?
They would have to replace it.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The district does that, don't they? Do they put in the tank?
But then the customer would have to pay for that, right?
No. That's our tank.
It would be your tank. I see. Okay. Thank you.
Six to eight months, you said. Mm-hmm. That's construction time for the whole project?
Mm-hmm.
That is not include funding or any other things, but
nope.
You're thinking 6 to 8 months.
That's construction from beginning to end.
So, yeah, you know, I might call Dick. If you guys could put together something that says this, and he's willing to kind of say, we think we could work this through, and if Squire says, you know, and you can build in 6 to 8 months, it's not that big of a deal. you know, if you could do this thing in a year, that's not too far past July. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking, you know, then that's something, again, that I think we could maybe talk about. If it's under a year, that's not that big of a deal if we can get 2.5% money, but we need a little more surety of what that is.
Okay, well, I'll find out from Pam how long the financing portion will take.
Okay.
And ask Dick.
How long is it engineering, and how long about, construction-wise, it's one season. I mean, it's just one summer month, next summer.
Right.
I mean, basically.
Yeah.
It's not putting in that much pipe.
And they would do water and sewer at the same time.
Yeah.
So it's one tear up.
What about the frozen ground, though?
If it takes six to eight months. They did the initial project during the winter.
During the winter.
Okay.
Okay. Are there any public input questions?
Ken Molinix, can I ask Donna a question? You said that this was only an annexation of Cagle.
Mm-hmm.
What about Glenwood Acres?
No.
That's city boundaries.
Right, but we're just using the city boundaries for Cagle.
Because that's the project that you're doing right now.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'm interested in the fact that why not do the rest of the city, which is Glenwood Acres? I mean, it runs right down the road. I mean, it runs right down Huntington.
Mm-hmm.
We're just a little 35 lots, and actually only currently 22 users. I don't see why it couldn't be part of an annexation process.
I can ask our engineer about that. Like I said, we're set to adopt the annexation resolution on Tuesday.
But you had spoke to it before, Donna. I mean, you spoke to Glenwood Acres being part of it.
Right. Well, that was when the city takes water and sewer over. That will automatically become part of this water and sewer system.
But it's still not annexed.
Well, it won't need to be once we take over.
Right.
The district goes away.
Right.
I understand that. I'm just thinking about you're going to make a loan, you're going to do some engineering, you're going to make a loan, you're going to get this done in a certain amount of time. You're dealing with 22 hookups?
Mm-hmm.
And
we could probably do another annexation, you know, another small addendum.
Okay.
You need to go out and talk to them, I think, at the district and ask about that.
Yeah.
If this works out.
Why was that not considered or left out this one, do you know?
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, because it seems like it would be logical to do it all at once.
Yeah. Because I think Dick's theory may have been there's already a water system there, and eventually it would become part of ours anyway, so
wonder if
he's looking at what's not there.
I see.
Infrastructure that's not in place.
Mm-hmm. Vicki?
Yeah, I just have a question, Donna. It sounds like if out of the 22, they have newer septics, cements,
mm-hmm.
but if they'll be still be able to utilize that as the holding thing?
Yes.
Okay, and then what is it roughly for a homeowner to hook up? Because you're saying they have to hook up from their house to the meter. What roughly is that?
You know, it depends on the distance. I know when we did the Lapine project and WinkyUp, Deschutes County was only charging $70 for the permit. They gave up trying to figure out the distance and just did a flat $70 because it was too many people coming in all at once. You're probably looking at anywhere from a couple hundred to a thousand, depending on the distance.
Okay, so that's homeowner. And then if the septic tank, once you determine, has failed, and let's say it's in the back, it's an old metal tank,
mm-hmm.
Per DEQ rules, that has to be either filled in or followed the rules will... The sewer
it would
department.
Have to be removed.
Okay, will you guys be taking care of that and charging the homeowner?
We would probably do it without charging them.
Without charging them. Okay.
And then put a new tank in the front or the side. Yeah.
Good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next Tuesday, you have sewer and water between 10 and noon.
Mm-hmm.
We have a joint meeting at
6 o'clock.
Yeah. Right, that's 6 o'clock.
Six.
And we have a utilities meeting at 7. So next Tuesday, right?
At 5.
Or 5. So next Tuesday is utility, sewer, and water day. And everybody with lots of questions on hookups and costs, and you may be in Hawaii. We need it because, you know, that really is. It's hours of sewer and water discussions.
Mm-hmm. So, back to Ken's question, are you going to bring that up to the engineer then at your meeting?
I'll call him tomorrow.
Thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, I'll call him tomorrow and see if we can...
Possibly even work that in, or...
Yeah.
Because I'm getting from you, I guess, that there would be no opposition from the homeowners there?
No, my survey as the water master is that they're ready,
uh-huh.
And sewer and water, they...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is no sewer there, correct?
No, there's no sewer.
Okay.
And there is a, mm-hmm. you know, there's a 1960, mid-60s water system.
Do you have water? Any water rights?
I would suspect we do, but I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm. You can use those for mitigation. That's part of the deal.
No, absolutely.
You transfer those to you. And, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we know where we're going with that.
Tuesday's the day.
All right, then.
So, thank you very much. And
they're asking for a decision, right?
No, they gave you a letter. I mean, you're going to meet with them next week. You're kind of, you told them, though.
So we'll table it, I guess.
Yeah, and we'll have more information by then.
Yeah, we're going to have more information at our next meeting and move on from there. We're not quite sure. We also do want more information and possibly a different direction on this, so we're looking into that. Okay, just a second. Okay, we're going to number 8. Approval of Amendment Number 1, Deschutes County Document, to IGA with Deschutes County regarding the county administering land use provisions, processing land use applications, issuing land use permits, and tending to other related planning matters for and on behalf of the City of Lapine. And I don't think we had a staff report on that, did we?
You had it before, and this is just, I mean, you had it last year, and so this is adding another year to it.
But there are changes, right?
The biggest change is on appeals, you're going to cover the costs. Basically, Deschutes County doesn't want to cover the cost of appeals, which you can understand. I do think the BioGreen decision actually, I think the part of me wonders if the decision isn't done, but until this is signed, it's not coming out. Because it's done, and I've heard from some people that you know, because there could be appeals and things, and on our current agreement, there's no reimbursement for that. So, and this one is for sure to be appealed at some levels, and so they just want to make sure. So, anyway, we need to do it. We need to sign it. And, our current one, I'm assuming, is expired. I'm not sure what the when the old one looked like. It was.
Well, this is not the agreement. This is just an amendment.
Right. Yeah. It's an amending it to...
To the original agreement that was... didn't we find another one that was for June of 2010?
I haven't seen one. Since I've been here, I don't remember anything to do with their planning department or community development.
Well, why are they asking us to agree to an amendment without doing the main document? That doesn't make any sense.
It's an amendment.
It's just an amendment.
2009
The amendment doesn't change the document itself, it just adds to it.
Right, but we don't have an agreement in place if it's we haven't signed one since.
Unless the other one was longer, was it long? Why don't you go dig out the original, Michael? Can we see what its length was?
I think we did a few months ago update our agreement with the county. I don't remember exactly when.
Deborah McMahon, you know, I've been going back for. She's been reviewing it as our planning director, and it went to Jeremy, and we raised the issue on the call. On, you know, the issue is on the appeals. That's the issue, and they didn't appear to be wanting to budge on that. So.
Approximately how much will the appeal cost us? Is there any idea?
It's hourly. It's fully loaded rate by the hour, so it depends on, you know, how much staff time.
So we could possibly be spending as much as $100 on the appeal if that's if it took that much.
Probably not that many, but you can. But land use is expensive.
It's something we're going to have to do anyway as the city matures, and we're going to have to start.
They will have to do a ton. What you do on appeals, and I've talked today with Deborah about it and others, the applicant, they use their attorney. Like when we do a call up next Tuesday night when we meet to review the decision, their attorney has drafted the document. You always make the applicant spend their money. So you're not paying Deschutes County's attorneys or Deschutes County's planning staff. They just do some reviews. You put the burden back on the applicant when we get an appeal. They're the ones who want the project. They need to use their... Then they also want to do that because they want to win. They want to hire their folks.
Yeah.
So.
Was that recently updated, Luna? Didn't we do that a few months ago?
Oh, nine.
Pardon?
Oh, nine.
It expired on fiscal, this one, June 30th of 2010. And so this is amending the one that, that it's amending that one.
It expired on June?
Yeah. Most all our agreements ended in, you know, in June. We've been approving them every meeting, different ones.
Right. So the one is...
Well, they've just been doing it. I mean, you know, it's government to government. I mean, this isn't...
Yeah.
You can make a ton out of this.
No.
It's Deschutes County. They're our partners. They're doing the work for us. BioGreen, they started BioGreen long before this expired. They've continued working on it.
This is an amendment. This changes the original agreement.
It amends this.
Right.
Yes.
Which is expired.
Yeah. Right. But they can work the dates out and everything.
Doesn't that give a 1 year... automatic extension if nothing is done? Seems like it wasn't that in the original one.
No, that would make sense.
I don't know. I don't remember that. So I'm kind of like Adele. It seems to me like we just did that. Like we just renewed that. Maybe not.
I don't remember it, but that doesn't mean you didn't do it.
Yeah, but you don't have
well,
anything.
This is amending 2009-044, and that's the one he's reading. That's their document, 2009.
I don't mean amending, I mean update. I mean, I thought we just renewed it just a few months ago. But I guess we didn't, huh?
So
I mean, I think we could make it, if the council votes to authorize us to, this is not a resolution or anything, you just authorize us to sign the document, and if some words have, if a date has to get changed, it can get changed. Yeah. The issue comes down to they're changing, where you're going to reimburse, that's the issue.
Right. Which we've never done before.
That's correct.
And that they have collected planning fees and whatnot for 4 years. And I think that they've only done one appeal, and that was the subway appeal. And now
I think they may think BioGreen's a much bigger deal. So.
Oh, yeah. Because, well, they had 4 years of the luxury of collecting our fees in implementing, you know, doing the land use.
Yeah, and their probably response to you will be, you don't have to.
Right, but they're mandated by the state that they would have to.
Are they mandated to pay for our appeals?
No.
I don't know.
No, but they would have to render a decision.
Oh, they're going to do that. I heard that maybe this is what's going on. I don't know that.
Oh.
And I said that, you know.
Well, I'm just repeating what you said.
No, I said I heard that could be going on. I don't know that that's going on. It's kind of like the rumor mill.
Mr. Allen, could I ask you the date on that 1 year looking at the 044?
Yes. Which one?
The amendment to...
The amendment?
Oh, it's right here. Here.
Well, it's not dated. You date it. You fill in the date.
Oh, all right. Right.
Okay. So you're concerned now that we're going to start paying for appeals while the county is still collecting...
Well, they're collecting the fees, so, I mean, is that customary that they collect 100% of the fees and then we, so my guess is that usually how it is that they collect the fees that would cover any administrative cost right up front, and then... I mean, are we getting anything for? It's just a little confusing to me. Is number one is that I never saw it like the original agreement come through for a renewal, and then you're amending an agreement that expired in 2009. Now, if it states that it automatically expires, then that makes sense. But
yeah, I don't have a problem with amending the agreement whether it's expired or not, because, like Rick said, they're honoring it anyway, and you can always make that stuff retroactive. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Here it is. Thank you, Law. Mm-hmm. If the agreement is not terminated, it shall be automatically extended for a subsequent 1 year. Either party may terminate it if you're not happy with it.
Okay.
So they're asking then to amend it to do this, so we can terminate, they can terminate, they're asking for this. And Deborah McMahon and them have been reviewing this for like the last 6 weeks and working back and forth.
See, we didn't know that.
No.
They didn't say anything, just had this in here.
Yeah, that went out a week ago. Yeah.
So, yes.
Sounds to me from reading that, if we don't sign this, they can dissolve the agreement and then we'll put the whole thing back on us.
I don't know that they would.
I mean, but they have the legal right, according to that.
Yes, we could also.
Yeah.
You know, we could take on our own planning.
Yeah. If we were ready.
Okay, back to the appeals process then. If there is an appeal, money comes in anyway from the appellant, right? Or
not for they pay a small fee.
Oh, okay.
You know, appeals cost government entities money.
Right.
And you're going to be, as you take on planning, you're going to have them all the time. So in the future, at some down the road, we'd be doing our own.
Right. Well, like I said, this is something that we're going to be doing anyway as the city matures. We're going to be taking on more and more of these duties and the costs that are associated with them. I don't know that the county, I realize that the county takes in fees and everything. I don't know how they pay for what appeals cost, if it comes out of those fees or not.
My guess is the county is not taking in, and this is a guess, I don't know. My guess is not a whole lot of money, because there's not a whole lot happening. Mm-hmm. And I think what they're afraid of is you have a $75 million power plant that is going to be a significant issue, and there's controversy in the community over it, and the county doesn't want to be burdened with, you know, they have not, like, banked away $100,000 off permit fees from Lapine that they then can pull from. Those departments are broke, and they see this, I think, as a big issue that's going to cost some money, and they just want to make sure that, you know, we're going to cover those costs.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Just wanted to understand it a little better. And I do, I'm sure they haven't been rolling in the money from Lapine for the past
because, you know, a lot of permits are $100-$200, and there just hasn't been that many.
Just a minute, we're still having council discussion. Council Ward?
I'm about as confused as everybody else around here, to tell you the truth. May I ask your opinion? Should we be okay with this or not?
Well, I would. I think that you have BioGreen.
Is this something we should do?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to pay it always. They have not collected that much money on us. We can get that number for you, but we're going to pay in the future on these. And BioGreen's important to the communities. It's important to the council. We're in the 11th hour, so I would say probably you need to
propose. I would accept your recommendation.
And I don't think the county cost will be that much, because we're going to put the burden back on BioGreen.
Councilor McAfee?
I don't really see that there's much choice.
Councilor Hedges?
I don't see any choice either.
Councilor
Greiner? From the reports that we've gotten from the County Planning Commission, the amount of money that they've collected has been very minimal, and I think we have no choice except to accept it.
Public comment?
Vicki? Yeah, Vicki Jackson, in court. I'd like to work it, son.
Oh, yes.
Rick, I'm assuming you're the city manager. You and I know agreements with real estate. The old agreement, the amendment to the new agreement, I'm assuming the costs in the old agreement were covered by the SDCs that the county has been collecting. They've been collecting SDCs since 4 years ago when this city started. And I believe the SDCs, I don't know the total, but I do know on biomass, they paid the county $10,000 in the application fee. So when you sign this, it looks like you're going to be paying a fully loaded rate, so it's going to be a cost. But what about the SDCs? Are they going to be turning them over?
SDCs are not a fee or money that you can use on anything we're talking about. SDCs build capital, pipes, roads, and things, and they have nothing to do with planning fees, appeal fees. They could pay $100,000 in SDCs, and that's in a different pot. Mm-hmm. And so it's an irrelevant point to this, because an SDC is not used for this type of work.
Okay, let me rephrase my question. In the old contract, the city of Lapine, they're doing the planning, the approval, they get the permits. Does the old agreement basically, was all this cost covered by the county versus this new amendment? Now it looks like they're building a cost into it. So my question is, since, and you're saying that Debbie McMahon's been working on this for 6 weeks, really she should have done an email and updated all the counselors so they wouldn't have these questions.
Probably should have.
I mean, to me, if you're asking somebody to sign an amendment, you want to make sure you know what the original contract had. because then you're binding yourself by signing this agreement, and it might, you might need to sign it, I don't know, but does the new agreement, the difference between the new agreement and the old agreement, was the city of Lapine getting any of the fees the county was receiving, because they're doing all the planning and all the work?
No, the agreement is still the same in that regard.
We never received it.
Yeah.
So I don't think they're collecting SDC fees.
No.
But this has nothing to do with
SDC. I don't know either.
Oh, it's not an SDC.
Right.
It has nothing to do with SDC.
Right. Okay.
When they applied, they paid a planning fee.
Right.
Which is not an SDC. And I don't have a clue what it was.
It's 10,000.
And so if that's what it is, then that's what it is.
If I could just ask one last question, I won't ask anymore on this. Is this letter prepared by the city's legal people or our Bryant Loveland for the city of Lapine?
County council.
The county,
yep.
Council.
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
So did everyone get all their questions answered, their concerns addressed? Mr. Molinax?
I've sat here and listened to this, and I believe it's a reasonable act on the part of the county to expect the city to handle the appeal fees. Straightforward. You can talk about how much money they've collected in 4 years, and they've got all this, the way I heard it, they've got all this money that they've collected, however much that is. And now all of a sudden they're wanting to bail out, but I don't see it that way. I think it's a reasonable expectation, and it'll come more. There'll be more. As the city manager has said, you're going to have to get into this business and do your own work, so I think it's reasonable.
Sandy, what happened for me, for my side of it, is Deborah and I talked about it. We reviewed it. She went to the county and argued with them, and because you can't argue this is a diet pop, it's a diet pop. I mean, I can say it's not. It's a fair argument that if it's an appeal, that we need to cover that. And so I didn't think it would be that big of a deal. No one liked it. We complained about it, but it's kind of, they're in the driver's seat a little bit.
Well, okay. So I didn't realize that discussion took place.
No,
so I thought that this was just on its face, here, take it and sign it, and that no one talked to the county on behalf of the city.
Oh, yeah.
To see if it was a reasonable request or not.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
If
all this discussion took place, and
you could say no and go get to the commissioners, we're meeting with them in 3 weeks, and you could say, hey, we don't like this. I mean, you know, that type of thing.
But it's, so in your recommendation, it's a reasonable request.
Right, I think it is. It's one you don't like, but
Well, I agree. It's one of those things that we are going to have to be taking on as a city, and I don't think that
a year from now, we'll be able to collect our own fees.
Yeah. Not that the fees probably cover it anyway. Planning fees are planning fees, and cities always complain that doesn't even cover their planning costs, which I don't know. They complain about that. So. If there's no further discussion, I will entertain a motion to approve amendment number one to the IGA with Deschutes County regarding the county administering land use provisions, processing land use applications, issuing land use permits, and tending to other related planning matters for and on behalf of the city of Lapine.
I would so move.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Ryan, yes.
Motion passes unanimously after some lively discussion. Thank you, everyone. That was good. I think we all learned a lot. All right. Move on to item number 10, right up, or 9, and after that, of course, will be 10. They both fall into a category that I will need to recuse myself from. These are bidding contracts, and my brother, who is a contractor, has bid on one or both of these. So, at this point, I would like to recuse myself from participation and turn the proceedings over to Mayor Pro Tem.
So will I get to have the little hammer?
If you want to. I rarely use it, but you can just put it away if you want to.
What we have is, we have two staff reports. I'll do one each at a time. The first one is for contracts for snow plowing. And by the way, your copies say no action report only, but both of these are for a formal motion and a vote to approve or disapprove what we're going to do here. The snow plowing program is exactly identical to what it was last year. The same two contractors, we only had two bid. Mr. Vic Russell to do the south half of the city, and Mr. Mike Shields to do the north half of the city, which they did last year. And by the way, both of you did a very good exemplary job. We have absolutely no complaint. The only change in this from last year is that we will not go out at 4 o'clock in the morning and measure the snow like we did last year and call. That would be, they'll do it in conjunction with the county. They know what they're doing. We don't need to go measure the snow in the street. So my personal recommendation is that we accept this the same as it was last year, and that we take a vote on it. And I would ask for council comment, starting with Mr. Greiner, if you have any.
I've read it and I fully agree with it. I'm for.
Councilor Hedges?
I'm good with it.
And Councilor Megan?
I'm good with it also.
All right, then I would enter for a motion to do the contracts again as stated in the staff report.
And authorize me to sign.
And authorize Mr. Allen to sign.
In case it starts snowing.
I'm sorry?
In case it starts snowing.
Yeah, you never know around here. Yeah. I'll back off on that a minute. Public comment, anyone? I'm sorry, I forgot to ask. Anyone have? Miss Nikki, would you like to comment?
No, I'm
you commented right on me off. No, that's not necessary. All right. No one else? Then I would like a motion for what I just said. I forgot it.
I so move.
I second.
We have a roll call vote, starting with Mr. Greiner, please.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Mayor Shields, refuse.
Councilor Hitchens, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
And Councilor Ward, yes. All right, number two is the grading proposal. We only got two bids. One was from Mr. Shield, who also did the work last year and did a good job on. And the other one was from Taylor Northwest, which price wise was $44,006 for Mr. Shield's bid was $57.60, quite a big difference, but that's because Taylor West is located up north, and he would have to bring all his equipment down here. This is basically the same work we had done last year. This is for fall and spring, twice a year, filling in the potholes, bringing the gravel up, making the roads passable again. And again, my recommendation would be that we accept the bid from Lapine Equipment Company and proceed to give our city manager the authority to sign the contract. So, council comments with Mr. Greiner?
I have none. You might ask somebody that lives in the Cable subdivision because they're going to be at least that's really concerned about this.
Well, that's me. I'll wait till it's my turn.
I voted mine before.
Yeah. Mayor Shields?
Refused.
Councilor Ridges?
I'm okay with it.
Councilor Michael?
I'm fine with it, except the price wasn't $5,700, it was
$12,312. Yes, I'm sorry. That would be for
the one. There's one in the spring, one in the fall.
Yeah, that would be for both together. Each bid
the one in the spring, the one in the fall was the price that I quoted originally. Anyway, I live on the gravel roads that you did last year and that you snowplow. And they do require twice a year maintenance. The gravel slicks off, it goes in the ditch. We get ruts because people drive too fast. And this is money well spent. I've had nothing but compliments from the people who live there that at last we're having road maintenance that we've never had before. And that we have snow removal that we never had before until last year. So my recommendation is that we... And comments from the audience.
Yes, Judy Forsyth. Could you please just clarify the dollar amounts again? I don't think I heard them correctly.
Okay, for Taylor Northwest quoted for once in the fall, once in the spring, $44,640.
Okay.
And the pine equipment quoted for the same time frame, $12,320. And I suspect that the big difference is that all that equipment has to be moved down here, and we would have to pay for that.
Wow, that's a huge difference.
So, and I have always been, as a counselor, in favor of hiring local, if it's possible and if it's reasonable. And Mr. Shields did the work last year and did a good job. There's no reason to think he shouldn't do a good job again, and the price is right.
I think the confusion was that I heard a number of 52K.
So did I.
And where did you hear that from? I think it was
from
the guy down there, 52K.
He said 52 something, and there's a 4476. Oh, 5,000.
But just, we understand it now. And
I'm sorry.
One is slow bid, and everybody's happy with the work.
Sorry if I was confusing to you.
It was.
That's why you're here, to keep everybody on the phone.
Was.
Yes, Vicki.
I have a stupid question. Stupid question. With the sewer starting their Hagel annexation, and the job's going to take, I believe, she said 6 to 8 months, will this affect as far as even needing Hagel cable, because they'll be tearing up the roads?
No, anything that the sewer and water tears up on the road, they'll fix.
No, but I understand that, but if they're tearing up the road, you're not going to want to bother paving the road that they're going to... And I understand they're also going to do the street with the paving. Isn't that correct?
No. Yeah, but we don't know when sewer and water is going to come in. We do know that we need, in the spring and in the fall, road maintenance. And I'm sure that if there's a conflict, we can work it out. That's not going to be a problem. The important thing is to have the contract in place so that it can get done. If we have to put it off for 6 weeks, we can do that.
Right. Or you might even have to have it done if they're going to be tearing up the road, as they said they would, and they'll replace the road.
Well, they're required to replace the road as they found it.
Yeah.
So if the road is already in crummy shape, they're not required to fix it. They're only required to make it like it was before they got a hole in the ground.
Yeah, standard for us is to bring it back to the way it was.
Right, that's correct.
Typically, we do better. We go in and bring it to the degree that you've been here.
Yes.
I think it's a valid question that speaks to the fact that we know that sewer and water is going to bring the road back to a reasonable condition. You know, that may lead to something, a question that do we really need the spring work done, the 5,200 or what? I'm just saying, it's a valid question.
Okay.
And of course, the council can work it out at that time.
Well, let me tell you, I've lived on those gravel roads for 15 years. Luana's lived on gravel roads for a good long number of years. And I can tell you right now, it's absolutely needed, spring and fall.
I understand, but I'm
well
speaking to the fact that relating to the water and sewer straightening the road back out, and let's say before the spring regular maintenance, whether that happens or not is I mean, you've already addressed the issue that can be worked out. The quality council can work it out, but the fact is that the sewer and water may leave it in a condition that is good enough that then you are faced with a question, well, gee, Willis, we don't need to spend this money for the spring maintenance effort by Mike.
So, I mean, it's just a valid question, but
okay, well,
that's something you address at the...
Let me ask Mr. Shields. What would you do in a case like that? If what was said here was true, what would you do? Would you say, well, we won't do it, or would you say, I have a contract, I'm doing it?
That wouldn't be a problem with me, but realistically, the time frame of them putting that in, there's going to be one street tore up for a while, then another street for a while. So the residents aren't going to want to be waiting.
There's the answer.
We're going to get done.
Thank you. One more time, Ms. Vicki.
Well, just a thought. If they know they're going to tear up the road, when you do the grading, just real quick, do you do the whole area at the same time? So maybe coordinate with them, because you wouldn't want to pay $5,000 and then the next week they're starting to tear up the roads.
Well, I'm sure that's something that would be worked out. That would never become a problem.
Yeah, he's going to grade these in 3 days. The project is 6 to 8 months. It might get graded. Right now, you're grading kind of every 6 months, so one road could get graded, and if it only goes 4 months, I mean, but he grades in 3 days, and they've got a 6 to 8 month project.
Any further comments from the... Okay, then I would ask for a motion to give a contract to the Pine Equipment Company for spring and fall grading, and the authority for Mr. Rick Allen to sign the contract.
I so moved.
Second. Voice vote, starting with Mr. Brenner, please.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Mayor Shields, recused.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Douglas Ward, yes. I get to do this. Thank you very much. Now, turn the meeting back over to Mayor Shields.
Thank you.
And thank you all very much for your...
Mike, we'll be working on those contracts, dragging them out in a few days.
All right.
So for planning purposes, you can, you know, the eyeball and all that.
Very good. Thank you.
Thanks. It shows you why you need locals in the business.
Yes.
If you didn't have any, you just would pay a bunch of money.
That's right.
And I talked to Taylor Northwest. Todd Taylor called me himself.
The only thing I didn't like about the snow plowing is that 3 foot berm I had to shovel out with the shovel. That was hard. That's the way it was.
All right. Next item, number 11, is the approval of the employee handbook. And
we've had this for quite a while, and wanted to make it effective November 1st. And this is something we can change things. You know, if there's some that you want to add or something, I think you kind of need to just kind of shove it off on the trip. You kind of got to get out of the house to get down the road, and then we can amend it. You know, there's no limit on that. So this gives us a start, and then as we're working with sewer and water, things are going to change anyway. Taking some of their rules and regulations that they want to work under in here and commingle it, but this will get us by for the next few months. And it repeals the other two kind of policy agreements. It says it in the preamble, and a couple of places in here it says that those were included in your handout, I believe. A couple little policies we have now. One's an employee benefits policy, and the other one is, well, where they signed for it, the other was general dispute resolution policy. Here's what you're going to get rid of, and all of that's included in here. And so this becomes the new policy.
Okay, does anyone have any questions? I think we had one or two things that were, after our last meeting, that were being revised, or did we?
Well, I mean, the last time we gave you one, no one ever came back to you with any comments.
Right. Yeah.
That was so, I mean, like I say, there could be something somewhere in this meeting, maybe, but I think it's pretty good.
And to approve this, we're doing this just by a formal motion rather than a resolution.
It's not a resolution.
I have no problem with it whatsoever. No questions. Thank you.
Councilor McAfee?
No comments.
Any for me, Hedges?
I have no problem.
And I have no problems. All right. Public comment? All right. With that, I will entertain a motion for approval of the employee handbook as presented.
I would so move.
Second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Ryder, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, okay. Move this into number 12, resolution number 2010-14. Repealing resolution 2010-06, resolution creating the City of Lapine Utility Committee and creating the City of Lapine's Utility Committee, prescribing the committee's powers and duties, and establishing the committee members' terms of office. And we've also all had time to look at this. I think Dell gave one comment.
Yeah, Dell gave me the two names that I didn't have when I was working at, because I did this for my house one night. And so we got them in so that the current six members automatically move forward, because you just did this in June or May. You did it. So this is just amending so that everyone becomes a voting member. That was really the issue. And so that leaves us one vacancy, so we can't appoint somebody, and we're hoping to get someone from the Sewer Water Board. And that's the real change, to make sure everybody can vote. And that this would hopefully sunset once you kind of done with this whole process, and Public Works ultimately kind of takes over this role. But it doesn't require that it sunsets, but that's what we should do. And the original ones there, Ted Schuler, Tony DeBode, Jane Benner, Adele, and Kim Ball next, and Virginia Clausen are the ones who are on it now, and they would move forward, and that leaves us a seventh vacancy, I believe is how that works.
Yeah, there was just one opening.
And what we put is one voting member will come from the public large with a preference given to members of the special districts. Now, none of them want to come on. We'll go get somebody else.
Is the application on your website? Mm-hmm. Is the application on the website, Mona?
Yeah. We can give you one.
I would say there's so much stuff I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the same as the other one, so the other one's wrong.
Yeah. Okay.
The advisory
committee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you sign up for whatever advisory committee you want to do.
So the one that we received via email
was just the wrong number and then the two names.
Oh, okay.
And I said, I think when I emailed it, I wasn't sure of the number, because again, I was doing that from home. And I don't have, then it was at 9 o'clock at night or something, so I didn't have any way to know exactly.
Right, yeah.
And Luana told me it was number 14.
So, what we have before us now, that we got handed out tonight, should be correct. This is
without the draft on it.
Right. This is the clean final version.
Spelled Ken and Mona, so.
Did I? Uh-oh, Ken.
Uh-oh. Any else?
It spelled your last name wrong.
Been done for all my life. It's
I understand completely.
Any council comment, questions, concerns?
No comment, thank you.
Public comment?
We don't have a copy of it in here, so we can't. We don't know what the new minute says, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's not much change. We had the Utilities Committee. And the only, what were the changes?
It was your Utilities Committee that you just did. We just simply, the Barb Ann member, she quit because she couldn't vote. So we basically allowed you to vote. And then,
everyone's a voting
member. Duties.
And the duties.
Everyone's a voting member now. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, duties, because before it was.
Right.
We hadn't made the decision to move forward yet.
Right.
So.
So this authorizes that, makes that part of their duties. So, is that satisfying you? All right. There's no further discussion. I'd like to have the city recorder read the resolution by title, please.
City of Lapine Resolution Number 2010-14, a resolution repealing Resolution 2010-06, a resolution creating the City of Lapine Utility Committee and creating the City of Lapine Utility Committee, prescribing the committee's powers and duties, and establishing the committee members' terms of office.
All right, I will entertain a motion to approve City of Lapine Resolution Number 2010-14.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. So, we move on to number 13, update on Roslyn School crossings. That is Rick's baby.
Yeah, you got my report, and I gave you the minutes from that they took at the meeting. For the public's sake, the gist of that is we met, and I think, who was there? Myself, George Gold, the Deschutes County engineer, Tom Bless, the director of Deschutes County Public Works or Road Department, Dottie Clark, the Lapine Transportation of the School District, Pat Eagleston, who's the director of facilities for Ben Lapine Schools, John Gallagher, the planning engineer, I'm assuming, for Ben Lapine Schools, Pat Yeager, the principal of Roslyn Elementary, and Linda Smith, the secretary. So the whole hee-haw gang was there, and there was basically no support for many reasons to do anything there. The school's opinion is, and this came from the principal's mouth, that no children walk because it's a bus to school. That doesn't mean that a stray one doesn't walk, but it's a bus to school, and the rest are picked up by their parents. Second thing, she worked in agreement with the church across the street for the Wednesday Good News Club, that they actually are coming to the school to gather up the four or five kids, and they just walk back over with them. So they're with adult supervision when they cross. That was the school's standpoint from the principal. The Eagleston, the engineer, says this was well vetted during the planning process, and how they laid it out and how they designed it and its location. They debated and discussed it and decided that none of that was required, and then they didn't want it. The school said they would not ask or support. In other words, they didn't want their name on it. If someone else wants to go do it, and I got the impression what that meant was that in case somebody got hurt, they wanted to make sure that their name wasn't on it, because they felt we're making it more dangerous, as you just saw on the Bend Parkway. With a 45 mile an hour speed, when you put a crosswalk out, the person puts on blinders. I'm now legal to cross because I'm in a crosswalk. Now, they may legally be right, but they're dead. And so the school feels that nobody is crossing, and if a kid, one or two here and there, do cross, they need to have their street smart brain going and looking all over the place. Because it's a 45 mile an hour road, and and if you put a crossing sign for one or two kids and nobody slows down, it's not there. They just said no. Then you got to the county, and they said there's standards on school crossings, and the engineer said this does not meet the standards for a crossing, and the public works or the roadmaster, road director concurred. And so that's the result, and you've got kind of my comments, and you've got their minutes, and they say, kind of give you the idea of that. They're not going to move or sign or do anything. It would be up to us to demand it, I guess, make them put it up, and they said they would require it, signature come from this council, that you want it done.
Mm-hmm.
Question. If we were to say that we required it and push it, and there was an accident there, that would open us up to liability. When they said they wouldn't back it?
Probably not liability. It's more political in the community liability, because you know how to open up the senior center. They build roads. What's our skill set other than some anecdotal wanting it? So how I know that I certainly don't feel comfortable going against the county engineer the county public works director, the school engineer, and the school facilities manager, and the bus manager, and the school principal. What basis do I have?
This is something that at this time we should not be involved with at all. We need to stay away from this completely. It's already been done by the county, it's been done by the school, there are no kids walking around. This is no place for us to be at all.
So I think that it was an important meeting to have.
I think so.
To ask.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that we, you know, it, we saw this and wanted to know why, and I think that they gave us the answer why.
Yeah.
And that's what was the purpose of the meeting.
Yeah, no, I think it was actually great to have the meeting. Mm-hmm. And they are going to get a sign that goes into the school, and they didn't say never. If they start doing more things, maybe if we got a grant someday and redid the road there and did some sidewalks and stuff. But as it is right now, that was kind of it. And it did cause them to go get the Good News Club. I mean, I don't think that they might not have done that.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It was a very good thing to hold this meeting, and thank you for jumping right on that. And it's a good report. And I think it might be something that counselors want to sort of keep on top on their stack of papers at home and periodically review this, because people are going to be asking us. It's something that's just going to come up because, well, like you said, it's a sensitive topic.
Yeah.
So remember, you know, all of us just keep in mind, be familiar with this.
Maybe with our TSP that we're going to do this next year too, that some of that will get into your safe route to schools and sidewalks and things.
Right.
And
so, yeah, I think it was a great thing. We have the answers from the authorities. It may not be what everyone wants to hear or what works best in their dream world, but this is the way things are. Any public comment on that?
I would just say that after all the work and effort that's been put into it, I think it was well done. There's no doubt that all of the right steps were taken and all the right answers were gained. And I would I'd recommend that the city put an article in the Wise Buys, because you're going to get lots of questions. Whatever happened to this, it just goes away. So
yeah,
I just think an article in the Wise Buys and the Frontier saying that a great deal of effort was put into to analyzing this, and from all points of the compass, it was felt unnecessary.
Yeah, I can go. I can talk to the Mrs. What's her name that was here the other night. I just met her recently, and I can go see her, and maybe we could. Yeah. She wrote her little stories.
Yeah, the eagle. That's just
the Wise Buys likes to buy ads.
Yeah. Yes. Too bad that Wendy or Sandy.
Well, they're all over
here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
They're all there. I saw them all. They're all there.
Poor scheduling. All right. Okay. All right. Then we will move on to item number 14, city involvement for Halloween. You have your staff report from Lana. So the question is, do we want to do anything as a city? Handing out candy to all the little goblins.
Monsters.
Actually, there's two options. There's the trunk
or treat. Oh, that's right, yeah.
At the park and ramp. And then there's the regular walkabout that the kids do to the businesses.
Okay. Well, and we didn't do anything last year. The sheriff's office didn't either.
No. And they're going to be doing the trunk or treat, so. Yeah.
So what time is it?
4 to 7, I think, isn't it? Something like that.
That's a lot of candy.
That is a lot of candy.
Well, 3,000 pieces of candy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the problem with having it out here, we had to have it out the front door, and the kids,
one of the last.
It was hard to get people to recognize that we were here and give them down.
It's kind of dark down here.
It's dark.
So you need to decide. You got to buy candy, and then someone's got to run the booth.
I'll do the trunk and treat.
And not do one here, probably.
No,
it's at the school.
I was making sure not doing one here.
No, we did that 2 years in a row, and it was difficult to get people to come down here. So, Well, I expected that since we didn't last year that we weren't going to do anything, so I already made other plans.
Are you going to supply the candy too?
No.
Not 3,000 pieces.
Oh, come on. If you don't have to buy them candy bars, you can buy them dum-dum suckers.
They'll get even with you for that.
Are you going to do that in the Jeep or...
Oh, it has to actually be a trunk?
A trunk, yeah. Out of the backs of the vehicles, they're going to be parked around the parking lot. Kids will walk around.
It's going to be outside?
Yeah. That part, yeah.
I'll just do it myself.
And this is at the event center? We don't call it the Wright School Building anymore. We call it the event center.
Okay. Yes, at the event center.
I just got confused.
Adele, do you want to get the candy and we just reimburse you?
No, did you guys get it? Because being that Shopko's just next door, would you mind?
Bymark has a lot of it. Yeah, I can get it. How much do you want to authorize to buy?
The thing is, if you get it at Costco, someone who's in band, it costs so much less.
I don't have a Costco card.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is that what you were thinking? Have Adele get it and reimburse?
Oh, no, I just did this one.
Have you run a little errand?
Well, we only spent like $50 before, but the sheriff's office did it with us, and it was like that, so there was a lot of candy between them and us. Yeah. We really don't have an idea of how much.
Submit, buy some, and buy how much you want to spend, and then, you know, get to Junior Mints, the leftovers we get.
Just whatever it is, it is.
Yeah, we are.
When you're done, you're done.
Why don't we authorize a dollar figure and buy it right here in town?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think? $100.
$75. I don't remember what we spent. Here's a way to do it. Luana already has an authorized budget. She can spend. What I would say is to have her get what looks like a reasonable amount of bagged candy that you're going to hand out.
$1,000.
I mean, some things you just have to trust a person's judgment on. You know, you've done this before. You know how much we went through. And so we don't have to have a dollar amount on it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, so Lana's going to buy candy. You're going to provide the trunk and the,
and the smiles.
And the smiles, okay.
I've got some Halloween gear in here if you want it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'll take a look at it.
You've got a cobweb.
Well, thank you for that, Adele. Like I said, I kind of aced it out because I didn't think we were going to do anything. Did anyone, we have any volunteers to... Help it out. You can get real busy.
I'm going to ask you. I'm just doing it. I don't mind you going out and helping it out.
Okay. It's fun. It's actually
I've got one witch hat and like three wigs.
Did you turn your porch light off while you go?
Greg could use the wig.
I think so.
Did you get help too?
I'm going to help.
Okay. Mr. Moore.
Okay.
Not like that.
Yeah,
That's it. I know. I always try to get council discussion and everything first, and then I move into public. So, we're done here? Mm-hmm. So, you know what you're doing. You're confident you're going to have all kinds of help.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It'll be fine. It will. All right. Public comment, please.
My comments along the lines of, I really believe you ought to have a sign that says the city of Lapine. Get a sign and put it up there, Halloween by the city of Lapine.
We can take one of your yellow and black signs.
And I'm the only one.
Yeah. There you are, right there. Well, I'm here.
Yeah. I've got a big 15-foot long
banner.
But I
would
think that you want to do that. You have to get a room for a banner. You have to get a wagon. We're working on it. All right.
We done
with this? Yes. Wait. I will entertain a motion for the council to participate in this is the trunk or treat.
Yes.
Halloween event and to authorize city recorder Ronna Denerval to buy what, in her judgment, is a reasonable amount of candy for handing out.
I would so move.
Been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor Maxey, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brander, yes.
Motion passes unanimously.
Don't forget the junior myth.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Halloween should be on Sunday the 31st.
Okay. All right. On to item number 15, other matters.
The liquor license, what do you got?
First one is 15A, liquor license that came in and I believe was taken care of. Rick?
Yeah. We just, and then Luana, just, this had come up, so she did some research there that the city staff can sign on the beer licenses. She checked with OLCC just so to know that. And we signed on one for... You've got the
Oktoberfest.
Yeah, you have the FYI from a lot.
So we brought them through you after the fact, you know, usually. So we would have put it in the consent agenda, but it would have taken us long to put it in the consent agenda because you would have had to amend the consent agenda. So right. That's why it's there.
And so...
you just need to vote on it.
This is... we do need to vote on it?
Well, we've been voting on them.
Okay.
I mean, it doesn't, like I say, normally we put them in the consent agenda, so it's just all part of
them. All part of it, yeah.
I couldn't. It would take just as much time, so just a quick vote.
So even when they're signed then by staff, it always is going to come to council?
That's the way we're doing it, until someone says not to.
Okay. All right, then. I'll entertain a motion to approve the temporary liquor license for... Real Pine Frontier Days, October 30th, 2010.
I have a second.
It's been moved and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McPhee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, yes.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brander, yes.
Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Council. Next item, 15B, vote on layoff.
Well, obviously the two issues run together that we're going to discuss, and you're all aware of it. So, one of the things that you tasked me to do was to look at our staffing level and how we're staffed and kind of what positions we need and all of those things. And so after now, I wanted to wait till September, and so now it's middle of October. And talking with Luana and others and looking at kind of the reality of things, the job of city recorder that you have has changed tremendously. And as a new city, that's natural, and these things will evolve. Probably no city has the same staff and titles, you know, that they started with, and certainly some of them, they're changing all the time. It's a fluid. The city recorders, it depends on the city, as you well know. They do all kinds of different things. They're predominantly the keeper of the records. In small cities, city recorders, there's kind of two things that generally they do. One is they take minutes and do more of what Patty does. In some cases, or there's someone that does what Patty does, and they are kind of they're not called the city manager, but they perform the duties of the city manager. Culver and Metolius are two cities, example. They have city recorders, there's no city managers. So, in kind of looking at how where we can go and need to move on, and you know we were going to reduce her out. We talked about that at a work session. We were going to take the city recorder and go down to 20 or 24 hours. So we were going to make it a half-time job. We talked about that a month ago. Then when you really start looking at it, we have worked for some people, but it has to be a whole different job description and a whole different kind of skill set. So... the position that we have, that Luana has filled in her current capacity, is really not needed any longer. When I researched with the League of Oregon Cities, lots of city managers have the title of city recorder. And then someone else does the majority of that. They take the minutes, because that is the bulk of the job of keeping the records. And I talked to some city managers that they have the title, and that someone else does that work, basically. And back in the days when you had manual typewriters, I mean, the world's changed a lot now with the internet, and things are live and in person, and, you know, just... So, what... In part, the first phase of this reorganization that I want to do is we would eliminate the position, lay off Luana as our city recorder, effective October 31st, Halloween. Then the second motion, you would appoint me city recorder, because we need to have one that signs off and on the minutes, just like Luana's been doing. And then at our work session in 2 weeks, I've set aside an hour for a discussion on what would we like, what do you think, what are your thoughts on where we go and what all we need. We do have the Deschutes County Commissioners coming for an hour, so our work session, 2 hours, I think that's the only two topics in 2 weeks, and we're going to meet at Mid-State, but it would be do the County Commissioners first and then spend time on this. I've been working on a couple. I have a couple different options that we could do. They're not ready for prime time, but you know, a couple different ways to go on that. As far as the layoff, I used LGPI, which we paid them their $400 or $500 and joined them, and they handled it. Our normal law firm did not do it, and it's a very basic, easy thing to do. We just need to vote, and my agreement with you said I wasn't to terminate anyone. Then there's a debate over his termination. And so if you look on the dictionary, termination, it means someone's leaving something or terminating something. So we're terminating Luana working for us, so in a layoff. So by your agreement with me, you gave me hiring rights, but not termination rights. So that's why we're here. And so it's part of our kind of progression in where we're headed over the next few months. Luana and I spent a lot of time on it, and I'll let her speak for herself, but she's fine with it.
Yeah.
You want to say anything?
Not really.
She's nervous, but you know, Luana is, you know, she was wanting to come down to 24 hours at some point anyway and things, and so it's just, we don't need that position as it is job described and set up now. So we would lay her off in a little over 2 weeks. And in the meantime, Patty and I would do it, and then we will get some, if we have to get some part-time help, we'll have someone come in. And actually, Luana can come in part-time by the hour if we need, you know, some help. So that's my thought. And then we'll come back in 2 weeks and kind of hash out what some of your ideas are and be thinking in your minds. And I'll be talking to all of you over the next 2 weeks.
Okay. Any council discussion?
I hate to see her want to go. I really do. I think she's done a damn good job for the last 4 years out here on the council and as a recorder. But I think the plan that Mr. Allen has is very good. I would agree with it 100%. Thank you.
Councilor McAfee?
No comment.
Councilor Hedges?
No comment.
Councilor Greiner?
I have a motion I'd like to make.
Do you have any comments?
No.
Okay. I would like to comment. One of the main things we hired Mr. Allen for was to assess our staffing needs and to recommend changes. And whatever the changes he sees fit, and this is just one step and, you know, a lot of things have changed over the years that we've been in existence. They're still changing. There are going to be bigger changes ahead, and this is just part of the assessing, and there will be some continuing assessment as we go on. And I'm very comfortable with the recommendation, especially since Luana is also comfortable with it. And I like the idea that she could come in part-time if needed, because she knows how the city works, and if we do need that extra help, she would be the logical person to come in and cover for that time. Public comment, please.
Marilyn Wagoner, Newberry Estates. Is she going to be able to draw unemployment since you're laying her off?
Yes. I mean, whatever the unemployment laws are. Yes.
Any other public comment?
Vicki? I'm assuming since she's going away that she'll be at least itemizing what she's been doing so that you guys aren't left in the dark.
Yeah, we'll,
I'm assuming.
We will take care of knowing all those things.
Okay.
Yeah. And we've already started on that, and she's working on that. And so. We'll have to call her.
All right then. Council, anything else?
No.
With that, Councilor Glanner has a motion to make.
I move we authorize the layoff of City Recorder Luana Demahall effective October 31st, 2010, as recommended by City Manager Rick Allen.
I second that.
Motion has been made and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, no.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Brenner, yes.
Thank you, Council. Motion passes 4-1. Okay, next topic is 15C, appoint Rick Allen as City Recorder. Do you want to give us a... Does anyone need from Rick any further explanation on that?
We just have to, we need to have somebody, a part of the law with the minutes and everything. We have to have a City Recorder, and like I said, we don't have anyone to pass that on to, so I'll be doing it. And I'll learn the parts of it. Luana will, her and I will go over all of that, and we've already talked about it, and I've talked to some of the other City Recorders in the region, so.
I have no comment, but I also have a resolution to make.
A motion to make. Councilor McAfee, questions? Councilor Hedges, comments?
No comment.
No comment.
I also have no comment with that. Councilor.
Well, then, I make a motion that we appoint City Manager Rick Allen to the City Recorder until such time as those duties are assumed by others, as part of the reorganization of staff duties and responsibilities.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Ward, yes.
Councilor McAfee, yes.
Councilor Hedges, no.
Mayor Shields, yes.
Councilor Greiner, yes.
Thank you, Council. Motion passes 4-1. All right. That moves us on to number 16, public comment for whatever's on your mind. Anyone? All right. Then we will move on to committee reports. Do we have any committee members out in the audience to report on anything?
Well, I think last night we had the charter committee.
Shall I?
Sure.
It was, this is Ken Mullenix. I'm a member of the Charter Committee. It was an excellent get-together last night. We progressed from starting out looking at the charters of four cities, and the LOC template, and we worked through, it was easy to work through the basics. Then we got down to terms of whether we're going to have a mayor be elected and what that term was. We also discussed the fact of whether we would have a person outside of the city boundaries be eligible to run for the council. It was a lively discussion and an extremely enjoyable one, because everybody had ideas and thoughts, and it went very smoothly. And I'll have to tell you, I was more than impressed by the chairman, who is Bob Steppens, who I personally know, but he absolutely has a handle on running meetings and involved getting engagement by the members on the committee. I guess the stickiest points are along the lines of bringing, you know, somebody in and making them eligible to run for city council. And it has to do along the lines I think there's 242 cities in the state, and no other city in the state has a person eligible outside the city limits to run for city council. In a basic review by each member, it sort of come out to be 4-4 for a person to be eligible to run or not to run. It was very interesting, the comments, and I think we have a public meeting that we're going to November the 9th. There'll be a public meeting, and the staff will put that together, and the whole idea of the public meeting is to look at this subject and get the feelings of the city.
We're going to do is present the charter with that kind of one. Hear what people have on any comment, but that's kind of the one that they were split 4-4. Interestingly, they were split 2-2 of the 4 on each side. 2 were in the city and 2 were out. 100% split. And so we're going to have a little questionnaire at the town hall. So people, we're going to ask them, do you own property? Do you live in a city, out of the city? And so on, a couple things so they can add. But we're going to hand those out after we describe the issue. And what I'm going to try to do is get the 4 who are yeses to kind of say why they're a yes, and those who are no's why they're no's, and go from there. The other issues were, they did decide to keep with a 5-person council, not 7. They spent quite a bit of time looking at 7, stayed with 5, their recommendation at this point. The mayor would be elected, unanimous, full support on that. So 4-year terms for council members like you have now, 2 for the mayor. There was discussion on that. They almost went 4 on the mayor. And that was a real interesting debate.
A mayor votes to break a tie, didn't we?
Yes.
That was interesting. The mayor only votes in a tie. Yeah.
I would like to add that in this questionnaire that we're going to hand out, I would like to see a question of the citizens of whether the mayor should be 2 years or 4 years. I mean, I think it's a valid thing for the citizens to say, and it probably gives you an idea of what side I was on.
He lost that one.
And there's still a wild card from that meeting, because there was one committee member who was not present.
That's true.
If the citizens are voting for the mayor, then it would have to be a 2-year.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, it doesn't have to be.
What would happen the second year? It's only 1 year.
Oh, you mean the next election? The mayor of Portland's on 4 years.
Yeah.
There's mayors all over there 4 years.
No.
what you have is you're going to have three people elected,
right?
And then the next time, only two. It alternate. You'd have three and two and three and two. You can do it. Yeah, it's not. You know, we don't need to take. We don't need to debate.
Okay, yeah. So. But it was. It was a very good.
Yeah, and well, Barbara was there. Well, what did you think?
It wasn't exactly what I had proposed in the first place. It's a very interesting debate. But what I had in mind when I proposed it was not, you know, what came up, so. But I'm not on the committee, so.
We have another committee member.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
we
give
it
to
the
speech.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Practice,
practice, practice. I thought it went really well. And with the discussions that we all had together, it changed my mind. And so I'm just looking to see what the city has to, mm-hmm. what the residents have to say.
And you know, one thing, you guys did a good job picking the committee. They're not our normal faces in a lot of cases. They were new people. Like he said, this chairman hasn't served on anything really. He's done a great job, and these are some other folks, and it was fun. They did change each other's minds in their debate.
Yeah. I've got to say that I look closer upon the idea of having somebody from outside the city. I have lots of reasons for not, but you know. I've got a new perspective on that subject.
Yep.
And Mary said very well that there was a bunch of minds got changed mm-hmm. after the discussion went around. Mm-hmm. Not a bunch, but there were several people who just switched or had a reserved review.
On that particular subject, that we would really have to have buy-in because, you know, chances are that we would probably have to go to some legislation for that to happen. So we would really have to want it.
That's a good way of saying that. I think that's why we're going to do the little poll thing at the meeting. And I'm hoping people don't try to flood the room just to bring their people in, because that'll give you a pulse. You know, hopefully it's just naturally people that are interested will show up. And it's just a snapshot. This is where I'm a little concerned if you go that route right now after they were split. Mm-hmm. So here you've got the people that, you know, have been working on it. They're split. You did the survey, which was almost 2-1 of city residents who get to vote on it, were against it. Now, that was only another 10 people or something voting. So they're small anecdotal deals, but you don't have a lot of... And so far, doing it hasn't won. And if you go to that election in May and then some people jump on that as an issue, you could see the whole charter defeated on that issue. And what you just said, it's kind of like you need kind of a supermajority wanting it. Just
it's going to take a big effort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is true. You don't want to stack your audience because then you're going to get, like Rick said, a false picture of what it is, mm-hmm. and you're going to have all the election costs and an election that's going to fail. So we need to know what the voters really are going to vote for. Karen, you had something?
Yeah. My name's Karen Ward, and I live at on Pine Drive in Lapine. My question is, if you do vote an outside counselor, will you put a perimeter on it so that you don't have somebody from, let's say, Redmond wanting to sit on your city council?
There was a lot of discussion on
that. And the point was made that, you know, because you put a perimeter, then you couldn't exclude a city resident from running for that spot. You know, so a city resident, and that's really what gives me a better feeling about it, because you could have a city resident run for it and a community person running for it, and voters get to choose.
Okay. But the only voters that can vote will be city residents.
Right. That's right. Always be true.
Yes, always true. Okay, do we... Oh,
no, nope, that's all on
that topic. Have any committees?
The other committees, let's see, well... Public Works hasn't met, and Utilities you know, we'll be doing our thing next week. And Planning Commission spent 2-3 hours before we got here, and they're having meetings over time. Yeah. So that's rolling along. And we're going to have on the 27th or 8th, 6th, the Tuesday night, we're having the thing on the corridor study with Highway 97, and that's going to be over at the Johnson Building at the Parks Department. And so people need to make sure that Dan Barco is going to get the businesses, because it's really kind of a big thing to them, as driveways and things. So keep those on your agenda.
Well, it's a big thing for the community.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what, this is one of our biggest issues.
So there'll be an open house there. You'll go around and talk to them, and then they'll kind of have a gathering where you visit as a group, is the plan.
Sorry to miss that.
I guess that's all on committees.
Okay. We will move on to staff comments. Rick, anything else? You always have plenty. Maybe you exhausted it all.
Yeah. Tomorrow night, you do have a candidates forum for people running for mayor, and you know, it's important that people try to attend that and ask questions and do things. So that's tomorrow night. Chris Dudley's going to be here.
For counselor.
And that's at 6 o'clock at the Senior Center. Chris Dudley's going to be here on about noonish on Monday for a campaign stop here in Lapine, and the details of that will come out in the next day or two. So that's your first governor's candidate to stop by town. So that'll be kind of neat. And he'll be here for an hour. He's going to visit some businesses, but he's going to first, I think, meet with some folks who want to listen, gather around over at the Johnson Building. It's nice outside, stand in the park. And they're on a bus tour. So that'll be fun. And, you know, we just keep working on lots of things. So I'm going to be here till Friday, and I'll go to the chamber thing. And, you know, I want to say under this comment that, you know, Luana, I want to thank Luana. You know, she's been good for me to work with, and has provided and done everything. Anything I've asked, she's done. Today her and I were going all over the place working on things, and I thought to myself, well, I'm going to miss her. But she has really been fun and easy to work with for me. And I wish her well down the road and all that good stuff. But you don't just leave and there won't be a glitch. There'll be some glitches, and we'll have to call her. You don't perform that function for a couple of years and just leave, and then there's nothing. And so Patty and I will try our best to make up for it, but do expect a glitch. Expect a little, probably something that might come a week late. Just warn you ahead of time. We'll try our best not to, but it won't happen without a few mistakes. But you know, we'll try our best. And I did meet with our range rider, Roger Jordan, and he's aware of what we're doing and supports it. And you know, discussed to him some of the options. He actually gave me some ideas for one of the options that I added. So that was a nice time.
Yeah, glitches. I can. There will be times probably that City Hall will now be closed, like lunchtime.
Yeah.
Other days when you're not here.
Until we get it to someone else, that yes, there'll be some lunch. There'll be some hour changes and things. Will, you know, we're a small town and we don't have a lot of traffic in there, so you know that'll work out. But it will inconvenience a person occasionally for a little while. But you can't do anything about that.
Patty, do you have anything?
No, I don't
have
anything.
Luana?
Last chance.
She'll be here for our meeting, our meeting on the
yeah.
She'll
yeah.
come as a reference.
A lot of stuff will be in place, ready to go. I have never left a job that I had left them in the lurch. I just don't do that. So, not my nature. Saves problems later for everybody. So, that's what it is. I'm going to miss everybody.
Yeah. Okay, we'll move on to council comments.
Well, I have two comments. Number one, the Liggy meeting that was scheduled for yesterday was canceled, so I have no report on that. It's rescheduled for the 19th. We don't really have anything to talk about anyway, but we'll go anyhow. And secondly, this new phone system that we put in, paid all this money for, is never going to work. I've called, I don't know, at least a half a dozen times, and I'm getting scratchings from outer space and can't hear anything and all kinds of funny noises. And I talked to Kathy DeBone about it. She said Tony's working on it, but is it ever going to get fixed?
They're working. They were here this morning. The computer guy was here, and you know, we're working through. I talked on it today. I didn't have any trouble today. But I'm not sure what. I mean,
it seems like the problem is on incoming calls coming in, because I've had some calls out that have been fine.
It's got to be a wire or something that's not right.
It's all scratchy, and yeah. I talked to Patty the other day on the phone. Mm-hmm. And we could. She could hear me. But I couldn't hear her.
Yeah, it's going to take some kind of troubleshooting to try to figure out. And obviously, they'll make good on it.
They get 25% off the bill or something.
What I get when I'm on the line with one of the gals is it sounds like they're 1,000 miles away.
Uh-huh. It's kind of an odd sound. We all noticed it.
And it's a different system because it does go through our internet stuff.
VoIP.
Yeah, because I have a phone through the internet, and every so often I have to reboot it. Because I have all this scratchy stuff and I can't understand a word they're saying, and they can't understand me, so I just reboot, and then everything's fine. It's like it gets, once in a while, it gets lost in there.
Okay, they're working on it.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Thank you.
All right, Councilor McAfee?
I went, myself and Councilor Hedges went to the LSE conference along with Ken Molinex. It was very educational. It was very good. Met a lot of folks from all over the state. Met with our federal and state representatives. We were able to tell them what was going on in LaPlante, what our concerns were, and got to visit with DEQ when I came back. So everything... what I said to DEQ was that how important it was for the community to keep funding for that report. Is that I think the DEQ is going to be slated for $2 million off their budget. And I said, and I repeated it to the federal representatives too, that you know, if they could do anything, that if that needs to be done.
And what they're going to see $2 million budget reductions. That
And but it was good. It was informative, and a lot of people in our shoes, and it was. It was in Eugene, and we missed the riot. There was a riot while we were there. Didn't see anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was fun.
We got rid of the poodle.
Oh, yeah, the poodle.
Oh, that's right. With the band.
With the band, huh? Okay. So now they know how to get rid of their geese. Okay. Yeah. Councilor Hedges?
I met with the head of... ODOT, not the head, but one of the main people who was talking there, and had him all to myself for about 10 minutes, and he gave me some good references, other people to call regarding beautification of Highway 97 funding that could be had. And since Dan Barco is so involved in that, I turned that over to him. And he's going to contact the people. They do have funding that we could get from them. And then at, the Chamber Play? We were presented with that wonderful poster. Mary's husband made the frame.
Oh, that's right.
I wish we could have brought it in here today. It's really nice. So, That was a fun thing. So.
The 100-year anniversary.
Well,
and I think that it stretched. The cake was like from here to it stretched all the way down 90. Do you want to read it to Juana? Because he, yeah.
And what is that frame made out of?
Little bunny.
Yeah.
You read it?
Yeah.
You read it.
I can't.
Daughter reads it.
Okay. 1910, 2006, 2010. A century in the making. A few short years since its birth. An essence of yesterday, the gateway to tomorrow. If by chance you were traveling 97, either north or south, you'll notice a little feeling, a little taste in your mouth. A little sense of urgency as the miles are counting down. The remnants of home cooking as you get closer to our town. At the time you might not notice, as you venture even nearer, it's the feeling you're close to home where the air is sharp and clearer. The touch of the morning sunshine as it breaks over the peaks, with the warmth of old friendships as it splashes on our streets. It's always been the people who have made us what we are, and you will notice the difference when you step out of your car. The essence of the outdoors, a little slower pace, the door to a whole new experience just visiting this place. The door is always open and we are here to stay, so bring the family to work, live, and play.
What happened to the one that everybody signed? That's not it, is it? What happened to it? That was there, that everybody that was there signed it. What happened to it?
I know.
You
already
know?
I
never saw it. You weren't there. You were.
I accepted that. Yeah. That's all that was
there. Well, okay. Well, there was one that we signed on Saturday when you were in Eugene.
It might be in the chamber.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe they gave it to the author.
Counselor Hedges, did you have?
I have nothing more.
More? Counselor Greiner.
First of all, I too want to say, Lorna, I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me personally. I have never come into the office and asked for something that you didn't immediately get up, even when I didn't think it was that necessary to be in a hurry. But I appreciate that, and I want you to know that you've got my friendship as well as my best wishes. Okay?
Okay.
Next thing is, I went to Maupin. And while I was there at the...
Who else went to Maupin?
Oh, do I have to tell that to our city manager, Rick, was at Maupin. And also, Audrey was at Maupin. So there was three out of, what, nine people from La Pine at Maupin. And they didn't really think it was very impressive, but they did say, mention it. But while I was there, the one thing that they spent a lot of time doing is telling us how important it was for the cities to be involved in the Ford Foundation leadership program. And they did. They stressed it very much and said that we were very fortunate in having that program. In addition to that, the League of Oregon Cities gave me about seven or eight different things to read over. And because we went on a little trip and was gone for 4 days, I haven't had a chance to read it yet. And Audrey wouldn't let me stop long enough to read them. But one of the things here is intern placement and referral service that the league has. That's one thing. Registration for the workshops that they've got going. The Oregon Leadership Institute, other workshops, rural development initiatives, small cities network and what they stand for, and so on and so on. So those are some of the things that I've got to go ahead and look at. In addition to that, they recommended that La Pine get their own Facebook page. After, I'm serious, they recommended that. And after discussing that with the city manager and finding out that we're not going to have somebody in the office that has enough time to fill it out, I guess I've just kind of discounted that. So that pretty much covers my report. Thank you very much.
All right.
Well, I don't have much. Didn't have any meetings to go to or anything. I did go to the 100-year celebration. I wasn't able to stay as long as I wanted to. It was on the play day and the cake cutting day. I did my time in the booth and came back later and helped with the historical presentation stuff. And then stayed. I thought I was staying to watch the play. It looked like it was going to be great fun, but I got called away because of a family member needed some help that couldn't wait, and so I didn't get to watch the play. I was wondering if anyone here did.
It was great.
Yeah,
we watched it.
Yeah. I'm so sorry I missed that, but looks like a good celebration, and apparently you got there in time to for the cake cutting and everything.
Right.
Good.
I saw the play. It was tremendous.
Good. Excellent. So.
I just want to make sure that you guys remember on Tuesday night, we may have to deal with the BioGreen column. So make sure we're going to add it to the agenda that goes out. We don't know when that decision will be out. But so that we don't have to do it on Monday night in the middle of the night. So it's possible it's canceled, that part of it. But when we're done with the joint meeting, we will just go take 5 minutes and... we're not having a hearing to take the testimonies in. It's just simply you're voting, passing a resolution type document to call it up. And I reviewed that document today. It went to Jeremy for review. The other attorneys have produced it, but dates are left out of it. And until we get it, we don't know. So don't be surprised if we have to cancel that part. But you will get a notice that says we're going to do that.
Can you walk us through the process of what's going to happen now?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't, Deborah, is going to work on this with us. I do know that the decision will be coming out. Okay. We then need to call it up, and then we'll have a hearing, and that'll be, I don't know how many of those have you done. Have you done any?
No, only our budget
hearing. Probably we'll have Bob Loveland here instead of Jeremy, because he does land use from our law firm. It's one of these things will be very fairly official, where you'll call people to the microphone. There'll be none of this yelling from the seats business. You'll have to take the names and addresses and all of that. And then it'll be kind of laid out. Deborah, and then we'll give her or Bob will give a staff report. Probably Will will be here on that part. I'm not sure exactly how that. And I do know that there's some new biogreenhouse stuff that they want to submit that didn't get into the county. The other site is represented by a legal counsel. They will probably submit stuff. My guess is that this will all happen sometime in middle November. There's a timeline. There's a certain amount of days, but you have to notice it, So all of that will get, but there's timelines on all of that. So sometime in November is when we'll have to have a special meeting for that. So we'll try to not fill up every single date. You got Thanksgiving in there and everything else. So we'll, that decision will sit for X amount of days, and then they can appeal it to LUBA, and it will go to LUBA, which stands to reason that will happen. That's just kind of standard operating procedure. It will go to LUBA. That then will take 6 months. On the county resort stuff, it took 14 months. So anywhere 6 months, 8 months, depends on their workload. So sometime next summer or something. Don't hold me to those. It could come in April or something, but they take a long time. Then that decision probably is appealed to the Court of Appeals. And then that can be another 6 months. So most of 2011 will be appeals. Is the probable reality. That's the way the system works.
Shields, I have one more thing I'd like to say if you don't
mind. Yes.
I've sort of been an ex-officio member of the Planning Commission, and I'll tell you, I've learned a lot about planning and land use and all of this, and it's really interesting. And any of you that's interested at all in learning about what's going to be in our new rules and regulations and ordinances, you should attend some of those meetings and listen to some of the things that I've had to listen to, because it's quite enlightening.
Thank you for that. I can't say often enough that I think is a very underappreciated committee. We chose a great group, or a great bunch of people came forward to serve on that committee. They're very professional, they're very dedicated, and they really do their homework, and they've come back with some good recommendations for the council. Very hardworking group, and we need to always be sure and let them know how
we're
much
we appreciate.
We're
sending three to a all one day thing in John Day, basically, or Canyon. Planning commissions of all the other committees are kind of advisory in nature. A lot of things the Planning Commission, they're not advising us, they make the decisions. They actually have authority and power. The Planning Commission, next to the City Council, is the one you need to make sure it's good, and they're full, and they've got their A game on.
And I think ours does have.
Yeah.
I also would like to say I'm going to miss Luana. She's a workhorse. I tell you, that gal has put in so many hours. She put in hundreds of hours for the city for free before she ever got hired. And she's always gone over and beyond, and follows through on things, doesn't drop the ball. I too will miss you, Luana.
You guys all got my phone number.
That's true. Okay. There are no any other... Well, we did public comment. Council, all done with that. We'll adjourn the meeting at 8:09 p.m.
Did that in just a couple hours.
How about that? Even with all that...